This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope. Voice of
hope. Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
Hello, listener. Our devotion for today is entitled Witness of the Guards at the Tomb. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Matthew 28, verse 4. But where were the Roman guards? They had been enabled to view the mighty angel who sang the song of triumph at the birth of Christ. The angels now sang the songs of redeeming love. When the heavenly train was hidden from their sight, they arose to their feet and made their way as quickly as their torturing limbs would carry them to the gates of the garden. As they came up, staggering like blind or drunken men, their faces pale as the dead, they told those they met of the wonderful scenes they had witnessed. Messengers preceded them quickly to the chief priests and rulers, declaring as best they could the incidents that had taken place. The guards were making their way first to Pilate, but the priests and rulers sent word for them to be brought into their presence. The hardened soldiers presented a strange appearance as they bore testimony both to the resurrection of Christ and also the multitude whom he brought forth with him as the one who holds life-giving power. They had not time to think or speak anything but the truth. They thought their story would at once commend itself to the supposedly righteous men who had employed them. But the rulers were not pleased by the report. The soldiers were bribed to report a falsehood, and their priest guaranteed that if the matter came to Pilate's ears, as it most assuredly would, they would be responsible for the actions of the soldiers. They bribed Pilate to silence. They did more. By special messengers, they sent the reports that they had prepared to every part of the country. Many had believed on Jesus as they saw the terrible sights that took place. They remember the voice that was heard at the foot of the cross with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done. They feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." All eyes were turned to the place from whence came the voice. Who had spoken? It was the centurion and the Roman soldiers, heathen and idolaters. What so enlightened and convinced these men that they could not refrain from confessing their faith in Jesus? It was the sermon that was given in every action of Christ and in his silence under cruel abuse. In that lacerated, bruised, broken body hanging on the cross, the centurion recognized the form of the Son of God. Written by Ellen G. White. My name is Lois Amachimafu.
Welcome to the program, Healthy You. This is the seed part of the discussion on the topic, stress.
Now, let's go to how it is treated clinically when the individual is overstressed.
Well, actually, when you are overstressed, you see that it's going out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, every doctor will make sure they refer you to appropriate specialists. We have psychiatric doctors, and they will determine the type of stress you are going through. And to my listeners, sometimes you do this on the radio like this.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people just go and buy these drugs and use them. And because for the sake of them, I wouldn't want to mention any drug that, when you are stressed, you can go and take this drug.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very dangerous thing. That
But there are drugs for stress.
There are drugs for when it's beyond control. Drugs that can relax your muscles, that can enhance your memory. Yes, they have drugs.
Mm-hmm.
But the most important thing of all is to have a good family support.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very important. And I also want to tell listeners that when you are confronted with some of these things, the best place to go, see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
We are all religious people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against going to see a faithless priest, going to see a doctor, going to see a priest, going to see a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we realize that...
Not a fetish priest.
There are other people
mm-hmm.
who... Yes, I've seen a lot of people who go.
Because
they've gone through all hospitals, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. So they end up going... It's a spiritual. They call it spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So try and see. Because I remember when I was at Teta Kwashi Memorial Hospital,
mm-hmm.
I said it here before, there was a lady who went to Ridge Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had endometrial polyps. And she was bleeding almost every month, constantly like that. So they saw that they had to do operation on her.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened is they gave her time to go and then prepare herself and come back. What happened is this lady with her mom, when they told me at the Teta Kwashi Regional Hospital,
mm-hmm.
they said that what made them got to, there is a prayer camp at Manfi.
Mm-hmm.
They brought her from that place,
mm-hmm.
bleeding, very pale. According to them, they said that they thought
mm-hmm.
it was like that lady who was bleeding in the Bible. So they thought this is a serious issue. So they thought it was spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So they need a spiritual guidance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they went there. But when it got worse, that was the time they brought this lady.
I hope it wasn't too late.
No, it wasn't too late. We were able to arrest it, and then we helped that lady. And after 2-3 months, she became our friend. She
mm-hmm.
was visiting the hospital most of the time.
Mm.
At least see your doctor. Mm-hmm. Let's examine you and know what is the cause. After the prayers are there every day. Mm-hmm. And for me, I believe that wherever you are, if you pray to these people, it will work.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there are a lot of people who are now reciting at prayer camps. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they even chain them. Then when you go and say, it's so horrible. See your doctor, at the end of it, you can go and pray. But you don't. I don't expect people to go there first before they come. It means what God can do, man can do now.
Mm-hmm.
That is the opposite.
Yeah, but go and see a doctor. When man cannot do that, you go to God.
Yeah, we all believe. We are all religious people. We pray. Anytime before I get to work, I pray before I get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't tell anybody. I don't show it off.
Hmm. So, Doc, how do we manage stress in our lifetime, knowing that we will have stress throughout our life?
The best simple answer, remove the stressor. That is the best way.
And if you can't remove the stressor?
Yeah, it's obvious that it's always, it's always very hard to remove it just like that. But what you can do, you can engage in any aerobic physical activities. Like, if you know how to swim, you can do swimming, you can jog, you can run, you can play tennis, you can play football. There are people who even get into yoga. And you should also have adequate sleep, eat well, more balanced diet. And try as much as possible, avoid alcohol, caffeinated drinks, and tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
These are very, very, very important. And then get good friends around you.
Repeat the last thing you said. We should avoid
smoking,
mm-hmm.
caffeinated drinks, mm-hmm. alcohol, mm-hmm. eat balanced diet, sleep well. And of course, most of the time, people can't sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
You can watch movies. They can relax you.
There's some movies, some action movies. There's no
Well, you choose the movie that you want to.
We have so many. They are boring.
There are so many. The one that suits you. The one that can help you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to some of these hospitals, mm-hmm. we have televisions and people can even relax out of that.
Yeah.
They are very good. Watch the ones that are mm-hmm. Okay for you. Myself, when I'm very stressed out, mm-hmm. I get home, I watch movies.
Mm-hmm.
I like Coming to America, mm-hmm. that Eddie Murphy movie, mm-hmm. I watch.
Mm-hmm. And from the spiritual perspective, you can also just pick your Bible and do
read
your study.
Your own
sing your
Bible.
Hymns,
yes.
Worship.
There is nothing that if you pick up your Bible, you go to your room, you pray to God, God will not listen to you.
Yeah. But I it's interesting. There are times when you can be so stressed that you wouldn't even feel like praying. But I think it is at that point that you should try harder to pray.
That is why we say you need good friends.
Yeah.
We need good friends. And even in the management, we always want the family support. Brother, sister, father, mother, we want all of them to be part of it. Mm-hmm. So that they know what the person is going through.
Yeah.
You cannot do it alone. You need the support.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. Not any support, good support.
Yeah. People who understand.
Who understand. Yes. Who advise you and tell
you. Or some will even make it worse for you.
Of course, it happens like that. People who will tell you the truth, and you go step by step, step by step. You don't wait until it gets out of hand, as we see most people naked, movie here and there. And that is too late. It's unfortunate that these things are happening. If maybe they have been caught earlier, I don't think they would have ended that way.
Yeah. So, Doc.
And that's the thing you don't see in United States.
Mm-hmm.
They are caught earlier.
Well, I hope we'll be able to get to that point. What other lifestyle changes do you recommend for people who are prone to stress, aside avoiding smoking? Did you mention alcohol?
Yes, I mentioned alcohol, caffeinated drink. Yeah, you eat well, balanced diet, more fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and start canned foods. Eat more natural.
You have been listening to a discussion on the topic stress. A continuation will be brought to you later.
For any inquiries or contributions, you can contact us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
Giving your love to me, special delivery. Oh, 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 you giving your love to me, special delivery. Boom, 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 you giving your love to me, special delivery.
You've given your love to me.
When you were a special boy, a human on this world, tempted every way but without sin, bearing all the sacrifice and trouble that we've given. In spite of this, you gave a second birth.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for
Cherished listener, we welcome you to the Moment of Truth. Once again, I'm your humble servant, Nikwe Kote. And today, our sermon is titled, Let's Finish the Race Together. Let's Finish the Race Together. And our memory verse is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 24 to 25. Let's hear the word of God. It says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown." Let's pray. Our God and most gracious Father, we thank you once again for this moment. We pray that even as your word comes to us, may thou, Lord, prepare our hearts for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Beloved, not long ago, the Supreme Court in America legalized same-sex marriage in all the 50 states in America. Not long ago, too, America have also pushed for marijuana to be legalized, and it has been done. Religious groups also remain concerned after Obama's administration released new abortion pill mandate, where abortion pills and general health care is absolutely free. Not long ago, too, Kentucky governor also issued a warning to a Christian clerk that she should issue same-sex marriage certificate. Not long ago, too, after America declared same-sex marriage in all its 50 states, the gays and lesbians here in Ghana also issued a warning that they will drag the government to court if their rights are not given to them. Beloved, these are just few of greater end-time issues we are facing as a country and the global village at large. The life that we are living now has been compared to one running a race who has before him or her the ultimate prize. It's true that many have run long miles since their first love nerved each endeavor. We all have passed through hills and valleys and run along peaceful streams. Oh, many a times we've passed through pains, we've lost our loved ones through death. Sometimes there is no money to cater for children, not to talk of illness and diseases. All this has placed the end out of our sight, and we no longer recognize the times in which we are in. I would like to read something in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 15 to 16. It says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Beloved, the days in which we live in are full of evil deeds. And the question comes to us once again, that have we forgotten the course designer? And hasn't he promised that the finish line will come not one step later than it must? One writer named Ellen White wrote something in Ministry of Healing, page 453, and she said, "The Christian life is a battle and a match. In this warfare, there is no release, and the effort must be continuous and persevering. It is by unceasing endeavor that we maintain the victory over the temptations of Satan. Christian integrity must be sought with resistless energy and maintained with a resolute fixedness of purpose." A story was told about a young guy named Michael. Michael was an amazing boy. At the age of 11, Michael always does things that always surprises the people around him. And everywhere he goes, even at school, Michael tries as much as he can not to do things that will speak ill of where he's coming from. Even when children or his colleagues are playing, Michael will just excuse himself and will just go and sit somewhere so quietly. And so this thing went on and on, and one day the teachers noticed it. And so they planned to ask little Michael about it. But at the same time, they were afraid. Why? Because Michael can just embarrass them. He's a small boy, but he has greater thoughts in his head. And so they gathered courage, and one day they called Michael. And this was what ensued between them. They asked Michael, "Michael, for some time now we've observed that your life in this school is something that we can hardly understand. What is the secret behind how you live your life here?" And this is what little Michael said. "My dad used to be a king in this village, but he was taken to exile. But when he was going, this is what he told me. He said, 'Michael, today I've been taken to exile, but I wish one thing, that you live your life as a good steward, so that one day when there is the need for a new king to be installed, you will be chosen.' And so, teachers, this is just what has motivated me till now. And that's why I live my life as such." Beloved, the Apostle Paul also has a very great message for us, which will strengthen us even as we all strive to finish the race together to claim the everlasting crown. At this moment, I would like you to open with me to Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. It says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Beloved, all that we're trying to say today is that we are running a race whereby we need to focus on this race. Yes, the journey will not be easy because Christ himself has told us that little Michael lived a life that everyone around him was so surprised of. And this is just exactly what our Maker is also expecting from us. It is my prayer that the good Lord will strengthen all of us so that even as we strive in this life, we'll just be conscious that, yes, indeed, we are running a race whereby the one who has promised us eternal life is the Maker of the heavens and the earth. May God help us so that this will become our experience in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word which has come unto us. We pray that may thou, Lord, help us so that we live according to your words. So in the end, Father, we'll not be found wanting, but we'll be among your chosen people to spend the eternity with you. We thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.